From Fat Profits, Greg Smith, welcome to Monday.
Good morning, Mike.
How do we end the week in America?
Yeah, S&P 500 up 0.8% on Friday, it's up 5.5% for the month. Mixed in terms of, I suppose, the drivers. We had strength in technology. I'll get to a few of the results in a minute there. But obviously it was a week, there was a worry over the rebound post-COVID, and of course the second quarter figures. Energy figures, actually, they were actually sharply lower. Chevron reported an $8.3 billion loss on write-downs, and Exxon also reported a second consecutive quarterly loss. And of course this negotiations over the relief bill in America continue, don't they? And that still going on as we speak. Federal unemployment benefit, that's expired. So obviously they probably are going to come through at some point. No one wants to be the bad guy ahead of the election. Europe quite a bit weaker as well. Eurozone economy recorded its deepest contraction on record in the second quarter. Not as bad as the States, but GDP in the Eurozone down 12.1%. Biggest decline in history. Spain down 18.5%. But of course we've got stimulus coming, haven't we? And that record deal, €750 billion recovery fund, so I suppose that's helped sentiment a little bit. But generally that data was pretty weak, overshadowed some positive data coming out of China and Japan. Precious metals, they were higher as well. Gold finished around a record, up 10% for the month. But of course, you know, the worry is the second wave that we're seeing, and of course the situation in Victoria is pretty close.
How bad Apple's numbers, eh?
Oh, pretty good. I mean, out of the park, really. And technology stocks generally we're following the same lead. But yeah, Apple shares up 10.5%, $425, all-time high. Company's now worth $1.8 trillion. So now neck and neck with Saudi Aramco as the world's most valuable listed company. So across the $400 mark for the first time. Won't be there for too long. They plan to do a 4-for-1 stock split. That's the fourth time they've had to do that. But the results are amazing. The company sort of took the pandemic and its stride, really. Revenue of $59.7 billion above estimates for the year. From analysts, should I say, up 11% versus $52 billion expected. Double-digit growth across a host of products. Earnings per share, $2.58 versus $2.04 expected. iPhone revenue, $26.4 billion versus $23.4 billion expected. Revenue was the highest the company actually ever reported in the third quarter. It's normally a fairly slow time of the year for Apple. iPhone sales, they're up 1.7%, but iPad sales up 31%. And the other products category, AirPods, Apple Watches, are flying out the door, up 17%. So, yeah, a lot of stores, most of the stores are reopened now, 75% in fact. And also they benefited from a switch from Androids to iPhones, particularly this iPhone SE, a more sort of affordable model, $399. And of course, the Apple have got the 5G phone to look forward to. They've said that it will be delayed by a few weeks, but should be coming out in October. So more growth there.
Unreal, eh? Amazon, Facebook did well as well.
Yeah, Amazon up almost 4%. Those shares are up around about 90% since the pandemic lows. Well, the company has been doing well, people know that, but they've actually been having costs on the other side. In fact, $4 billion of them, and analysts had expected this would wipe out profits, and that's spending on PPE, also bonuses for staff. Instead, after-tax profits doubled to $5.2 billion. Revenue surged 40%. They're so busy, the company hired 175,000 new employees, and it planned to retain at least 125,000 of those. Amazon delivery expansion capacity there, 160%. They expect sales in the current quarter to be between $87 and $93 billion. This, of course, comes a day after Bezos was up in front of Congress countering claims that the big tech are too powerful. I guess this is going to add further weight there. Facebook, slowest revenue growth since 2012. Shares are up 8% as well. Another share hitting a record high. Revenue, $18.7 billion. That was an 11% bounce, bigger than the 3% expected. So they're holding up pretty well in terms of, I suppose, the advertising market has been soft during the pandemic. But Zuckerberg, he's pretty confident as well, and he says he's actually not worried about the boycott of services by some more than 1,000 brands, in fact, saying that we're not dependent on that large advertisers. So look, amongst the big tech, only Alphabet disappointed a little bit, but even so, they're doing better than most other advertisers. And I guess, you know, the concerning thing in a way is that these big tech companies, including Microsoft, now account for around about a fifth of the S&P 500. So certainly a little heavy investment there in tech, so it needs to continue performing.
Numbers, please.
Yeah, sure. The Dow was up 0.44%. The Nasdaq up 1.5%. The FTSE was down 1.5%. The ASX, obviously, situation in Victoria, down 2%. Shanghai Composite up 0.7%. Nikkei had a rough run. Japan down almost 3%. Gold hovering around record levels, 1985 an ounce. Oil up 35 cents, 40.27. Bitcoin, you might be interested in this, broke 12,000 over the weekend. There was a flash crash at one point which saw it fall $1,500 within a matter of minutes, so not for the faint-hearted. Currency markets, Kiwi down 1% against the US dollar, 0.663, 92.8 against the Aussie, 50.7 against sterling, 56.3 against the euro, 70.2 against the yen. And the NZ50, as mentioned, 11.727, up 0.3%.
Nice work, mate. See you next week. Appreciate it as always. Greg Smith out of fatprofits.co.nz.